Hello, it's Friday, the 27th of April. Welcome to Newsbox. We've got a guest in today. We're replacing Dina with Hannah.
Hello.
Hannah, welcome to the Newsbox studio.
Hello, it's very nice to be here. It's nice to see how it all works.
I know, I'm glad to have someone to talk to after having doing two, it's just me talking for 15 minutes.
Michelle's been on her own all week and has gone a little bit crazy.
I had this today. I just spent an hour looking at pictures of a cricketer who I don't know who he is and finding looky-likeys for him for a joke for someone. And I've actually just waited an hour. But I have worked really hard up until today. And today I've just let it go.
See, she's kind of forgotten how to have a conversation.
I kind of have. So, what's the news?
Well, there's lots of news this week, which is sad for Zina to be missing it.
She's missed a couple of celebrity deaths.
Yes,
Boris Yeltsin.
I like your classification as Boris Yeltsin as a celebrity. So he might actually one day appear on and say, "I'm a celebrity, get me out of here."
He might, or have I got news for you?
Yeah. As a guest host, with a translator, that would be really good.
They should do that.
So, celebrity Boris Yeltsin has died. Yes.
Celebrity footballer Alan Ball.
Alan Ball. God has taken his ball back, as the sun wrote.
That's beautiful.
That's a quote. That's not from me.
Hugh Grant's been in a lot of trouble this week.
Yeah, not hasn't died, but
he hasn't died. He is still alive.
But he has.
He nearly killed a photographer.
He did.
By doing kung fu kicks on him, and it's very.
He threw some beans at him. Now I want to know what sort of beans they were, and they didn't say whether it was like a tin of baked bean, Heinz.
It was in a tub.
Yeah, because I saw
the picture. Yeah.
But they wouldn't look like any beans that I'd ever seen.
Oh, well, I couldn't see what was in the tub, but he's definitely decanted it into some Tupperware.
Right, so he kind of, I wonder if that's a sign of preparation or whether that was just, you know, ad hoc, I don't know.
I mean, certainly it's going to do less damage than the can. Less sharp edges.
Yeah, absolutely.
A bit softer. But he's also in the news today because he's been given
libel damages about his relationship with Jemima Khan. But I don't know what that was about. I didn't see what the... what they claimed.
No, I haven't seen that either. It's not in the papers because
we won't be talking
today.
About that.
But I think it's about tit-for-tat, though, isn't it? The press have had to say sorry to Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant's got to say sorry to the press. Yeah. It's like they can just leave it now.
What do you think? I spoke to my dad about this last night. He has quite extreme opinions about everything, but he thinks that if you take a picture of a celebrity and you're not authorised to do so, then that celebrity has every right to kick you to death.
Well, it's an interesting one. What if you're pretending not to take a picture of a celebrity and you're getting your friend to stand in front of them and then you're holding your phone and you're sort of taking a picture of them over your friend's shoulder? Does that still count?
I don't think there are many grey areas in my dad's
career.
Really?
That's,
I think you
still be kicked to death.
You can be kicked to death. Crikey. And the law can't touch the kicker.
It's astonishing.
But he does have very extreme opinions because we were talking recently about, you know, the Virginia Tech killer sent out, and whether it was right that NBC had screened this video. And he feels that everything should be out there, you know, everything should be available to the public, that if you stop showing things, then that counts as censorship. So I said, all right then, well, what if I was, you know, kidnapped and brutally tortured for 10 hours, and then the killer, who then killed me, put it all on YouTube? You know, would you feel happy about that? And my dad went, yep. Absolutely. Which I found a little bit disconcerting, actually, because he was clearly so desperate to win the argument that he was prepared to have his daughter tortured on YouTube.
I think it's sad that you think it would only get on YouTube. I reckon it would probably be on Channel 4 News and everything.
You're so right. I forgot
to turn the phone off. That's the thing I always do. Well, Dina maybe always does it, and that's what
see,
I forgot.
I'm such a deficient guest because I didn't tell her to turn the phone off.
I've just turned the ringer off. There'll be someone waiting to book some tickets for Simon Amstel, probably.
Yes, Simon Amstel's playing here this week. If you want tickets, don't bother.
You can't have
sold out.
Okay, so news. The Arctic Monkeys. Apparently they're going to have 18 songs in the top 200 singles. Sadly, only one in the top 40, which is all that counts for me.
Which one is it?
Brainstorm, which I think is the new single.
I don't know why I asked. I don't think I've ever heard a single song
by one song by the Arctic Monkeys.
Can you hum me a famous one? One I would have heard.
What a scummy man. Do-do-do-do. Bet he'd rob you if he can. Looks to me like he's got a driving van. I always like to think that the Arctic Monkeys are a bit like John Shuttleworth, but with guitars.
They seem to be like the yardstick of cool, don't they? Like, so if you
look at them, though. Well, I mean, what I like about them is they're quite geeky.
They're really good. That one at the front's like fucking ugly.
He's the lead singer.
He's really grotesque. I didn't realise they were so ugly.
And oh, no, they're not pretty by any means.
No, they're not. But Gordon Brown likes them, that must be some consolation. There's this man that I was quite interested in this week who is kind of obsessed with breaking world records, and he's got over 30 world records.
Is it Norris McWhirter?
It's not Norris McWhirter.
Roy Castle.
Did you know Norris McWhirter was a huge donor to the Tory party? I just thought I'd drop that in. Anyway, he's called Manjit Singh, and this week he dragged an aircraft 4 metres with his ears.
Ow!
Yeah.
And that his ears in a clamp?
Yeah,
his ears in a clamp. They look like bits of bacon in a clamp, essentially, if you want to visualise that.
If you want to think of 2 bits of bacon in a clamp, that's what Manjit Singh's ears are looking like at this moment.
So did he break a record, or did he just set it? Because that's one
thing,
isn't it?
I don't know if anyone else has ever
tried. Yeah, you just think of something really obscure, go, I'm going to have the record for this, and just because you're the only one who's done it,
I mean, that's kind of his specialty, I think, because the other things he's done include pulling a double-decker bus 78 metres with his hair, using his ears to lift 85 kilograms, and hauling an 8-tonne mobile library with his hands.
Wow,
that was... What a tit. What a waste of time.
It is. Does he have a job?
Yeah, weirdly, he's the managing director of a security company. So that's clearly not enough.
How he's holding that one down.
Not enough for him.
As a judge, you've got... It's in America, so it's fine.
Is it in America?
Yeah. Oh, no, he's from... Yeah, Washington, D.C. He's got in a mood with his dry cleaners because he says that they lost his trousers. And he took them in for alterations 2 years ago. And they've said, here are your trousers. But no, they're not my trousers. I don't want those ones. So initially he said, look, can I have £575 compensation for the trousers you lost? And they've gone...
Seems a lot.
No. And he's gone, right, that's it. I'm suing you for £32.5 million. Because I've spent a lot of time... He's a judge. He's spent a lot of time worrying about this, sorting out the legalities of it all. And also he now has to... go through the mental suffering, inconvenience and discomfort of renting a car to transport his clothes to another cleaner. They've said, well, give you £6,000, but we've still got your trousers if you want them.
What a cunt.
So they match your receipts that you've got. So who knows what happened.
And does he have much expectation of success with this £32 million?
Yeah. £32.5 million for one pair of trousers.
It's a little bit like this guy who's been taken to court for fiddling his expenses to the tune of £3.99. And the case has now cost £60,000. Yes. I'm too fat for sex. That's
Hannah.
A quote. Thanks, yeah, no, I know. So it's 32 stone woman. A woman who is too fat to have sex has been denied potentially life-saving surgery because she does not have diabetes or heart disease, although she clearly has some problem because she's too fat for sex. And she weighs 32 stone, which is fucking loads, isn't it?
It is a lot. Maybe if she had some sex, she would lose some
weight. Well, it says here, planning sex is like planning a military operation. She's only 24, which she has a fiancé who's 42, who has to arrange pillows to stop her hurting her back.
Since she's 24 and she's managed to reach 32 stones,
yes.
She must be putting on...
Might be another world record,
I don't know. A couple of stone every year. And she's got a fiancé. Have you got a fiancé?
Yeah, exactly.
Have I got a fiancé?
All's wrong with the world.
But I bet
if you look at him, he's a bit of a freak.
He probably has got weird fetishes for very fat women.
Some people do, and it's a kind of control thing, isn't it? That if you can keep a woman that fat, she can never
feeders.
Go out. Feeders. Anyway, it's very hard. We even find it hard to have a cuddle, she said. So I think that would be one of the easier things they could achieve. But apparently not.
A teacher has been flirting. She said she's been flirting with a teenage pupil, but she didn't have sex with
him. Yeah, there seems to be quite a lot of this in the news.
It's always going on. I like the headline though. It's called Miss: I loved boy of 15. I like that all teachers
miss.
Now. Like when miss. You are at school, they're all just called Miss.
Yeah, yeah. Or Mum if you're like really upset.
The worst.
That's really awful. Although I think it happens quite a lot because I think my music teacher at school ended up getting married to a girl who was in the year above me.
Well, one of my best friends from school is now married to a teacher that
Well, as you know, my father was my mother's headmaster. Mm. So there you go. Imagine that.
A lot of it's going around.
Imagine that, listeners. My dad's not coming out of this very well, is he?
No, he isn't. Does he have an iPod?
No, he doesn't, thank God. He doesn't even have a computer or virtually a he doesn't have a television. He lives in the 19th century, so that's fine. Big Brother's Lisa loses tranny battle. Now,
which
this
one is
quite confusing, because I don't remember her at all.
No, I do remember. She was the Welsh one who went in halfway through a few years ago.
Right, well, she apparently the she sued Love It magazine, which I've never heard of.
It's amazing. Have you not seen the adverts for it?
I don't think
I've. The funniest thing about it is it's called Love It, and it's written in pink in a nice wacky font. Love It. It's along the lines of Take a Break and that sort of thing.
Love It.
Love It. And then on the front it's like, my dad raped me 8 times and I got pregnant by him. Love It.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is quite a depressing. Yeah, this is the headline that Love It printed about Big Brother's Lisa. Big Brother's Lisa, the geezer, colon, might fake boobs fell out on date with James Hewitt, which is probably, I think, the worst thing that could ever happen to you on a date. A, that your fake boobs would fall out, and B, that you find that you're on a date with James Hewitt. I don't know which is the worst, but she hasn't managed to have much success with this court case. In fact, the High Court thrown it out today. So maybe she is actually a man posing as a woman. We'll never know, but given that no one except Michelle can remember her, doesn't really matter.
I remember everyone from Big Brother. It's really scary. I can remember Steve Brookstein and everything.
Yes, I'll never forget Steve Brookstein. And do you remember though that year in X Factor there was like a duet? I think they were brother and sister, and he was blind and he played the piano.
I do vaguely remember that.
And she was blind or deaf as well. Or
I think
she
was just not very good.
Horribly disabled, and they were wretched. I mean, that's not me being horrible about disabled people. Let me make that quite clear.
Oh, it's fine on Newsbook.
Nothing but sympathy for 32 stone women. But this couple were fucking shit.
So it was a sympathy thing.
Yeah, nearly as shit as some of the people who've been in Greece is the word, which I have to say I'm really enjoying.
I watched a couple of times. It was a revelation when you go, hang on, they sing and dance, and then if they're really bad, they make them do acting.
Yeah. There was a woman who did, in her acting bit the other day, she did about 5 seconds of Die Hard, which was great. She kind of had to, like roll about the stage trying to shoot, like, non-existent adversaries, which I really enjoyed.
I think probably Zina and I discussed this on Newsbox before, but there's a girl who was on, First Mum, and her mum had taken her out of school so she could train her up.
Right.
And she's going, everyone said I was wrong, she's quite a large girl. I said I was wrong to take her out of school, but look at us now. And you're,
look at us now.
What, you're on an open audition and she's just about to fail.
Yeah.
Maybe she should have gone to school, you really,
stupid,
really awful
cunt. And
parents.
That's why parents are always wrong, I think. My dad, who's a headmaster, has a theory that 85% of parents are wrong all the time. That actually, and I think wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, here's a story of that parents' parental guidance.
Yeah.
Binge drinking among children has doubled in 6 years, and there's
now a charity
called Alcohol Concern who are saying actually they should ban parents from giving children alcohol, because at the moment you're allowed to, anyone over five is allowed to have a bit of booze up
over
at home.
Five, that's a nice cut-off point.
Yeah, I don't know what, you can have a drink if you're over five, but they're saying no, anyone under 15 who's given a drink by their parents should be prosecuted. Which just seems absurd,
I mean,
really.
Well, like in France, you grow up,
there's the received wisdom in European countries. You're allowed to try a bit of drink, and then it's not like the forbidden fruit.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I mean,
you don't go
surely
mad.
The problem is if you're kind of build it up into this kind of fantastic thing, which we all know it's not. And then when you get to the age where you can do it, you're not used to doing it. Your body's not prepared for it. That's why I should actually drink all the way through pregnancy. So they have sort of 30%. Blood alcohol level at birth.
Also
yeah.
Nice and quiet as children as well.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, my stepdad is an anaesthetist, and he used to actually give his baby, my stepsister, a little jab of anaesthetic when he wants to go to sleep.
There was a story in the news yesterday about a dad
who
killed his child accidentally by giving it methadone to shut it up. I don't know why he thought methadone.
Parents are always wrong. That's the point. And it looks like Ronnie Spector is also... Phil Spector, sorry, is always wrong as well, from this case. I don't know if people have been following this. I'm kind of obsessed with it. Michelle, do you?
I'm not obsessed with it, but I like the fact when he was going, yeah, she died in my house and I was there, but I didn't do it.
She shot herself.
Is that what he's saying?
She said, yeah, he said she shot herself after having, you know, no signs of depression or...
Well, I always think, if you're going to kill yourself, you might as well go around to a stranger's house to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And make it a minor celebrity.
Yeah, why not?
With a record for pulling guns on people. And also, apparently, he came out of his car. He came out of his mansion, sorry, and spoke to his chauffeur just after it had happened. And he said, oh my God, I think I killed somebody. Which is kind of...
quite condemning, right?
It doesn't look good for him. I mean, he must have done it, surely. It's all a bit like a David Lynch film or something.
He might
get
off with it.
Drive or something. Yeah,
he could go OJ.
I think it may be that there's just not enough evidence. But that sounds insane, doesn't it? What an idiot.
Oh, I wish life was more like CSI when there's always evidence.
Yeah, or the West Wing when everyone's got really good motives.
If life was like that. Martin Sheen was president, not the one from the series that I haven't watched yet.
Well, I don't know if anyone else agrees with this, but I'd be interested to know. Like, I've just got to series 5 of The West Wing, and it's the series that Aaron Sorkin has left.
It's not very good.
It's really disappointing.
I'm stuck on that one, because I've done one before, and then I know I should watch series 5, and partly it's because my flatmate has it, but she's put it in her room, and all the other series are not in her room. For some reason, that one is.
I wonder what the significance of
that is. I don't think there's any particular... I think maybe she was watching it when we moved in,
right,
and then just put it in her room, and now I don't feel like I can
it's
just go
really,
and get it.
It's really amazing. You hear about how many people are trying to be writers, and how many, you know, how great is that competition, and yet they can't even make a good show after having had all those characters set up for.
Yeah, with amazing cast, with an amazing character, you know.
It's actually like wretchedly boring.
Is it?
Compared to all the others.
But will I still understand?
Well, that's the thing. It's still better than everything else in the world, even though it's worse than the rest of the West Wing. I'm kind of obsessed.
A strippergram has been arrested for impersonating a policeman.
Quite right.
By some police women who watched his entire act before they arrested him. They've now confiscated his uniform. I mean, it does say stripper rather than police on
his
vest.
It's kind of a giveaway, isn't it?
But, I mean, surely this happens, certainly in sitcoms, it happens all the time that there's,
exactly.
And soap operas that people impersonate.
Are you going to go and arrest all of the cast of The Bill?
That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly. Some people do get confused, don't they? And go up to kind of...
Well, apparently so, right?
Dot Cotton and go, Dot!
Why did you nick that baby?
Yeah.
That plot makes no sense at all. It's a bit weird.
Exactly. And they're actually the more sensible ones. But anyway, apparently there's this new show, Channel 4 documentary, called Human Footprint. Footprint.
It was on last night.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I wonder if anyone did, but apparently it kind of quantifies every individual's kind of, you know, impact on the planet. For example, the average Londoner will drink 74,802 mugs of tea during their
Brilliant.
Lifetime. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? They filled Trafalgar Square with mugs of
tea. They're quite spaced out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the end of the show, I think. And they were doing a summary.
Yeah.
And there was a bit where they showed how much shit you do, and they just kind of had a toilet, and it just all fell out of the sky with mud, I think. I hope it was mud. But it didn't seem that much.
Well, the statistic that I found more upsetting was this one about the average Briton. How many times in their life do you think they have sex?
Oh, we did this before, and it was a lot more than I would have thought.
And it's a lot more than I've had.
Yeah, but you've got a long way to go yet.
Yeah, clearly
it's
a fucking long way to go.
Stone.
Yeah, that poor woman dragging, if it weren't for her, the average would be massive. The average number of times a Briton has sex,
Claire
ladies
and
gentlemen, 4,200 fucking times.
No, they did the average of how often people have sex in a year. Me and Zina are both like...
How many was that?
I can't remember. Certainly, it was more than either of us had sex.
I think people are lying. I think people lie on these
Probably.
Things and go, yeah, I have it like 3 times a day.
I mean, there's a lot of old people around.
There's a lot of people who don't have any sex at all.
None?
There's two of them sitting in this room at the moment. That'll obviously change when we, like, you know, whiz up to that average. More excitingly, people eat 10,000 chocolate bars in their lifetime.
Brilliant.
Which is more than double the number of times they have sex. Oh, it's
one before,
game.
Strategy, one after.
Which
Mr. Gere's in big trouble now about this hugging and kissing Shilpa Shetty on stage in India, and they've had
I haven't heard about this at all.
Really? They were doing some charity gig.
Right.
And he turned around.
Can I just comment on the craziness of that pairing? Charity gig. Who should we get? Shilpa Shetty and Richard Gere.
It was in India.
Right.
I don't know if he's big in India or what.
Fucking hell.
I mean, I know he likes the Dalai Lama, but he's from Thailand.
He's a fucking Buddhist.
Anyway, yeah, they're on stage and he turns around, gives her a kiss, puts his arm around her, and then sort of sweeps her down, does a Hollywood-style kiss, and the Indians are up in arms about it, because apparently public displays of affection are deemed obscene.
Dear.
So,
She's always quite staid, isn't she, Shilpa?
Yeah, she was kind of pulling faces, going, I'm a bit disturbed by this, but at the same time, I'm trying to be nice about it. But now some people it's an AIDS charity. But now, yeah, he's in trouble. It's a warrant for his arrest, saying it's an obscene act.
I think he's going to be arrested.
Possibly, yeah. And apparently Shilpa Shetty's in trouble about it as well. Yeah, well, she was clearly an unwilling victim
to it.
What's she supposed to do?
Sort of media rape, isn't it? I wouldn't worry about it if I were her.
No, I think she'll probably get away with it.
She's got an enormous amount of goodwill on her side. That's how I feel about Shilpa. Spider-Man suits are going to become available very soon, apparently.
Just for fun?
You can use them for what you like, Michelle, but this is a suit that scientists think they'll be able to create a suit which will enable people to scale buildings.
So you can leap from buildings.
Yeah. And it's, they use tiny tubes of carbon, and they've developed this kind of special adhesive material that has unusual electrical and mechanical properties. That's the quote. And it's based on the fact that geckos can hang upside down from just one toe for quite a long time, which I kind of think is brilliant fact in its own right. And you may actually be able to jump around from the wall.
That would be pretty exciting.
Fucking exciting.
Terrifying, but yeah. I don't think I'd do it.
You'd
but it's nice to have the option.
You'd have to have it designed like Spider-Man, wouldn't you? If you had that suit.
Mm.
Wouldn't you? Or would you choose a different superhero?
Oh, I might. Maybe a giant gecko.
A giant gecko. Yeah, I can see that.
Here's a secret story. See if you can work out who it is.
I love these.
I'm going to tell you. This presenter might seem the very essence of camp, but the last thing he wants the public to find out is that all is not as it seems. As soon as he leaves London, he sheds the flouts and fancy dressing, opting instead for jeans and sweatshirts. Oh, and he has a wife and two young sons.
Does it say who it is?
No. We're guessing, essentially. I
think Paul O'Grady. Is that stupid?
No. Paul O'Grady has got a child, though, hasn't he?
Has he?
But a grown up and possibly a woman.
I love those like whispery stories.
But just there isn't. I like it when you can tell who it is and they put in like a
song. Yeah, yeah, they do that on Hayley Mabel.
They do.
It's gonna be a fucking big clue. Like, which old TV presenter has been doing a Laura line on top of a toilet seat?
There's a good one about which band from the 70s who wear flare. They're not bad from the 70s. Manchester band who wear flares. They sang "How Deep Is Your Love."
Yeah. Yes, quite. Heather Mills has at last been voted off Dancing with the Stars, which is the American version of Strictly.
She's now saying she's going to do a tour of talking and demonstrating dance around America, as if anyone's interested in that. But maybe they are.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of felt when they divorced, I felt really like, yeah, everyone has always hated every wife that the Beatles have had. It's very difficult to be a Beatles wife, I think, because people are very protective of them. And I kind of really wanted to defend her, but actually it turns out she is quite
irritating. I don't think people are that protective of the Beatles anymore.
Possibly, but there is...
People like Linda, didn't they? Was that just me?
No, not at the time. They were horrible about her.
But honestly, it's not like...
And she died, and people liked her.
I liked her because of her vegetarian food.
Well, Heather, when she left the show, she made this... speech in which she said, if you can't give up meat, at least have no meat Monday, go vegan for the day and we can change the world. So he likes his veggie ladies, doesn't he?
Well, I don't know if she's veggie because of, you know, her own free will or what he told her.
What about Harry? What do we think about Harry?
Harry going to
Iraq.
I was going to say Vietnam there.
Harry's going to Vietnam a little bit better late than never.
I don't know what I think about it really. I like the fact that he's kind of... There's just lots of rumours, isn't there? He's not really said anything, but friends of his are saying that he'll quit the army and friends of his saying he won't quit the army, and it's a bit, I don't know whether he should or shouldn't. I suppose
it's this amazing quote by Major General Julian Thompson, military historian, in the Standard, saying why he should go, and he said, if he gets killed, there are plenty more where they came from. Which I think is quite a weird comment, isn't it?
It is quite weird, yeah.
Does he mean princes or men? I don't know.
Probably men.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, there's not that many princes.
No. No, you're right, there aren't. I don't know. I suppose the theory is that he's a target for, you know, because it's much worse if he dies than anybody else.
Well, exactly.
Dies.
Well, or that they kidnap him and hold him hostage, chop his head off. But this guy suggests he grow a moustache.
Cunning. Are you allowed to have a moustache in the army? I thought you had to be very clean-cut.
Isn't it always de rigueur to have a moustache in the army?
Oh, I thought it was against the rules. So yeah, short back and sides.
That's true.
I'm surprised they let him in, it seems he's ginger and everything.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what Prince Charles thinks about it. He's probably reassuring himself with the knowledge that he's not really his son.
I think he's beginning to look like Charles now, though. I think the last year or so.
Do you think?
I think the family resemblance is coming to the fore.
You're a very believing young woman. Most people.
For ages, I haven't believed, but recently I've gone, oh no, I can see it now.
The Kate Middleton fan club is doing very well, apparently, since the split.
They've kind of doubled
it. Yeah, she's got an actual fan club.
Did you get a badge and a membership card and a newsletter?
No, I don't know if fan clubs really work like that anymore.
I think they do. Well, they should do.
Do you belong to any?
No. I was a member of the Vicgreaves Big Night Out fan club.
Really?
Number 314.
When was that?
1990.
Quite a long time ago. 1990. Wow.
I think.
Is that now defunct, sadly, that fan club?
Yeah, I think it probably is. I mean, I haven't updated them with my new address for
quite some time.
Yeah, 15 years or so. And I was a member of the Pet Shop Boys fan club.
Really? You're a big Pet Shop Boys fan?
I was back in the day.
I quite like the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, they're good. That was probably before the Vicgreaves fan one, actually.
What an interesting history of fan clubs you've got.
Yeah, two.
A friend of mine, whose name I won't reveal, used to have a locket with a picture of Hugh Laurie on it.
Do you know, I got out the other day a picture of me with Hugh Laurie when I was 15. I put it up in my room. I'm so excited.
How
about
did you
it.
Meet Hugh Laurie?
It was backstage after a theatre show, which was in fact Gasping by Ben Elton.
It was in fact Gasping by Ben Elton.
Yeah. I suddenly thought, I've got. Because I'm obsessed with House now.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, my favourite programme in the world.
Yeah. Shall remain
and I suddenly went, oh my god, I've got a picture of me with Hugh Laurie. We both look very young. Him more so than me, I think, actually. Turns out I was quite an old looking 15 year old.
That's nice for you. Is it? Never mind.
Dean Gaffney.
Yes!
He wants to set up his own school of acting. He says he's got a lot to offer.
Fuck's sake.
Because he's had one job in the acting world.
In acting.
It wasn't very good.
I think he was at Anna Scher's, wasn't he? With someone I used to go out with. Dean Gaffney, that can't possibly work. No one would aspire to be like Dean
I'd
Gaffney.
I'd love to be an actor.
You might
one of the greats, like
that.
Dean Gaffney.
One of the greats.
Or Beppe.
Beppe. I've dealt poker to Beppe.
Have you? Yeah, he's good, isn't he? He won a tournament recently.
He's a good poker player, actually, yeah. As is, weirdly, Danielle Lloyd. Racist Danielle Lloyd. Poker player. Marco Pierre White has said that his favourite cooking ingredient is a Knorr chicken stock cube.
Vanessa Felch was furious about this morning.
Why? What's she?
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't understand why, because usually she's very sensible and I pretty much agree with her on most things.
Oh dear, those are words I hope never to hear.
Great. Radio, on the London radio in the morning. She's very, very funny. But no, she went mad about it. I didn't really.
What was her problem with it then?
She said it's just lazy.
Yeah, but I bet
she did a brilliant bit where
she fucking makes her own stock.
Well, exactly. We should go, if your parents give you food with stock cubes in it, they don't love you.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, I mean, she was joking, but it was funny.
Her daughters were at school with me, and she went to my school as well, and she used to come in all the time and like, tell the headmistress how to run the school. In fact, when we did in the sixth form, we had like Oxbridge mock interviews for people, like, all those wankers who went to Oxbridge, and she did the English literature interview. She was the mock interviewer.
Oh, right, because she did it.
She's very brainy. She got like a double first from Cambridge in English. But everyone kind of like, I don't know if it was a very good preparation for your interview, being interviewed by a minor celebrity. So you kind of spent the whole interview going, oh, it's Vanessa Felt. So when you went up and actually had to sit in a room with a boffiny old professor, it was kind of a bit
quite
of a
different experience.
Yeah, very different.
We're running out of time now, so I have to do some quick news.
Okay, go on.
There was a fire last night at New Look. Annoyingly.
At New Look?
Yeah, New Look on Oxford Street. And I was on Oxford Street last night, and I was in Dorothy Perkins, in fact. And a lot of people in Dorothy Perkins were gossiping, going, there's a fire up the road, there's a fire up the road. You can see all the smoke coming out. And they're going, oh, gut in. And they went, not really. I went, no. they were kind of just excited about it. So I went out, and I thought, oh, where's this fire? I can't see it over. And it turned out it was at the other end of Oxford Street, the Tottenham Court Road end. It wasn't the flagship.
The flagship New Look.
It wasn't the flagship, no, it was the other one, the shitty one.
So what I wonder why that happened.
It was the offices above them, actually.
Oh, right.
But Oxford Street's all closed off today because of it. The BBC might be getting rid of Neighbours. Well, Neighbours, the people who make Neighbours are now saying, well, you've had them for £25,000 an episode, which, is it worth it? They could have Newsbox for a lot less than that. £25.
If you're listening...
BBC.
Mark Thompson.
What about this with some pictures over the
front? You should
see. Potter's wheel.
You're missing the visuals here. It's extraordinary.
And they're now saying £70,000, and BBC are going, yeah, get lost. We could just put Lazy Town on the wall.
But like, my ex boyfriend watches it every day, and he's 36.
I always said to myself I'd never have a job, which meant I didn't watch Neighbours, but I haven't seen it regularly for
10 years. I mean, it is kind of amazing. It's on twice. Every day.
And it's the most popular, apart from the news at lunchtime, it's the most popular show on in the daytime. More popular than Midsummer Murder. Oh no, Midsummer's on the other side. More popular than Diagnosis Murder. Murder She Wrote. Another program with murder.
It is kind of very comforting to watch because it's still got all those old, you know, people in it. Like Harold's still in it.
Lou's still in it.
Lou's been in it.
Paul's back now.
Paul's back, but he's a weird character now because he plays this kind of like.
He's got one leg now, hasn't he?
I didn't know that, actually.
I think so, yeah.
He's kind of like this kind of, like, you know, wannabe Alan Sugar character, which I find really, really alarming, the way they always go, yeah, I own Lessers, as if it's like this kind of, like, amazing empire, and you just think...
Not just one hotel in the
suburb. No, in the suburb. Mm. And they all go to the local university. Toadfish is still in it.
My favourite thing about this article is what they've put. Highlights have included. Highlights of Neighbours. It's been running for 21 years. Highlights have included an on-screen wedding. The on-screen wedding of Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan. And an episode devoted entirely to Bouncer's Dream.
That's amazing.
I mean, both of those happened 20 years ago. So.
Bouncer's Dream. Russell Crowe once appeared in Neighbours.
He did, yeah. I've got a couple of Neighbours videos, actually, at home. I've got the Neighbours wedding collection. And then the Neighbours 10-year anniversary video, which is now massively outdated. Very funny.
Though. I used to have... she wasn't really a friend, but I used to know someone who literally could name every single character and actor who'd ever appeared in Neighbours.
Wow.
It was like a fucking boring party piece.
Right, quick news. Mm. Gordon Ramsay, it's cheaper to go and have dinner at his restaurant in New York than it is to have it here. Not just because... Of the exchange rate. It's a rip-off over here. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, a bottle of champagne, 1,600 here, 475 good there, same bottle. Even though we're closer to France,
crazy.
Where the champagne comes from. Maradona's not dead. Twice in the last month, he's apparently been dead. One time in a car crash, this time he's had a heart attack, but he hasn't, he's fine. He's in rehab.
Good, I'm glad he's not dead.
If you want to fall in love with someone, sleep them on the first date.
Oh, really? And also meet them at Bermondsey Station, apparently, is the most romantic station on the London Underground.
Not Tottenham Court Road.
Is that your most romantic station?
No, that's the least romantic in the same
survey.
Oh, really?
Survey. How weird.
I don't really know. I've never been to Bermondsey, which probably says a lot, really, doesn't it?
Bermondsey's not very nice. It's not too bad.
I think we're probably out of news now.
Oh,
we've done quite a lot. It's probably the longest ever news box.
Wow.
It's exciting. We've got so much to discuss.
Yeah. It's been great. I'm really, I'd like to say thanks.
Thanks for coming in. Should you come in again sometime?
Yeah,
I'll go on holiday next.
Yeah. I'd like to do it at Xena.
That would be funny.
It would be quite weird, wouldn't it? Thanks for listening, guys. Sorry it's not been Xena.
Yeah, sorry it's gone on for so long, but, you know. The other two this week were short, so I like to think it evened it out.
It's been a heavy week for Newsbox, so three in a week.
You always do three in a week, apart from when we accidentally forget to record.
I didn't know you did that many.
Yeah.
I'm clearly not a big fan, am I?
Shh. I don't know why I invited you now.